Well, the facts, they don't matter in a lot of places anymore. You know that, not with media outlets, not with journalists, but the facts matter here. All right, the facts matter here. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, December the 20th, 2019. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, one day the House Democrats, acting alone, impeached the President of the United States. All right, then the next day, after waiting more than a year, they passed the President's biggest trade deal ever, USMCA. How strange, right? Number two, the war of words between Republicans and Democrats in the United States Senate heating up. Between McConnell and Schumer. Seems Nancy Pelosi may have cold feet in impeachment all of a sudden after they've already voted. And number one, big news today involving the criminal investigation being headed by U.S. Attorney John Durham. Big news last night from the New York Times as they put out an article saying Durham is looking into John Brennan, the former director of the CIA. And they want to know about his contacts, calls, emails, phone calls, everything with a guy by the name of James Comey. That's very big news from the John Durham camp, if it proves to be true. But here's what we know from the New York Times. Durham has begun examining the role of former CIA Director John O. Brennan in how the intelligence community assessed Russia's 2016 election interference, according to three people briefed on the inquiry. Of course, it's all anonymous sourcing. It all is. None of these papers ever have any original sourcing anymore with things that we like to call actual human intelligence resources with a name, but don't let that bother you. John Durham, the U.S. attorney leading the investigation, has requested Mr. Brennan's emails, call logs, and other documents from the CIA, according to a person briefed on his inquiry. He wants to learn what Mr. Brennan told other officials, including former FBI Director James Comey, about his and the CIA's views of that notorious dossier of assertions about Russia and Trump associates. And then the Time writes this, and this is precious, how the New York Times writes this. Mr. Durham's pursuit of Mr. Brennan's records certain to add to accusations that Mr. Trump is using the Justice Department to go after his perceived enemies. No, John Durham's doing an investigation of America's enemies from 2016. If John Brennan ends on that list of American enemies, so be it. Mr. Trump is not directing the investigation of John. For the New York Times to suggest such a thing. Anyhow, Durham also examining whether Brennan privately contradicted his public comments, including testimony to Congress in May 2017 about both the dossier and about any debate among the intelligence agencies over their conclusions on Russian interference, according to these sources. So it's a big deal insofar as Durham's investigating Brennan. Brennan leads to Comey. Comey leads to Clapper. And it all comes tumbling down. The world's tallest Boy Scout is in deep trouble, to say the least. Yeah, the world's tallest Boy Scout is in deep trouble, to say the least. All right, so back to the impeachment fiasco. You know by now that Nancy Pelosi has not sent the articles of impeachment that were passed by the House on Wednesday night over to the United States Senate. They say, well, we're not going to do that till we know what the process is. Well, here's a news flash for you, Nancy. You don't get to dictate to the Senate how impeachment is done. You do not get to dictate to the Senate how the process is going to go. Doesn't work that way. In fact, it's actually quite a bit different. You see, the House has the right to... Let me do this for you. For the Constitution, Article 1, Section 2 states the House shall have the sole power of impeachment. The sole power of impeachment lies with the House. Okay, we've done that. We've got that. Section 3 states the Senate shall have the sole power governing impeachment procedure. Shall have the sole power to try all impeachments. Very simple. But what it doesn't say is the process. And the process is dictated only by a Senate rule that says they will wait for the House managers to proceed with the impeachment. And the only thing the Senate has to do, Mitch McConnell has to do, change the rules to say when an impeachment has been voted on, the House has so many days to turn it over and get rolling. You know, you can say 5 days, 48 hours, you can say anything you want. Move it forward however you want. That is Mitch McConnell's prerogative, and he could change that rule very simply and move this whole process forward. By the way, Nancy Pelosi refusing to take any questions to speak. She took one question on impeachment and said, I'm not answering anymore. They spend 2.5 years, by her own admission, trying to impeach the president. They finally get it done. The next day, yesterday, they come out and she goes, I'm not going to answer any more questions. But she didn't mind taking a victory lap in all of it. It's bite number two, Nancy Pelosi celebrating, but walking on air with a pep in her step. Bite number two, go.
It really is interesting to see the response that we are getting bipartisan across party lines. I myself want to say I have a spring in my step because of the moral courage of our caucus. To see them all, so many of 100 members go to the floor, that's all that we had time for, to go to the floor and speak about our Constitution, about the facts of the case, so clearly, so patriotically, so prayerfully, and so solemnly, but so definitely.
Okay, there's going to be a response. It'll be a bipartisan response to the whole impeachment effort. It's going to come on the 3rd of November, 2020. And it is going to come from across the country. Nancy Pelosi, she's right. She's going to hear from people all over this country. Most importantly, in places like Florida, North Carolina, Nevada, Minnesota, New Hampshire, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Wisconsin. All of those places are going to have a bipartisan reaction to the Democrats wasting all of this time and energy and effort on this process that now they appear unwilling to even send to the Senate. The Senate has sole discretion. What are they thinking? If they win the election in November and somehow Donald Trump wins as well, but they win enough Senate seats that they can impeach him after that, they're never going to get 67 seats. Newsflash, it's not going to happen. In fact, the Republicans have 53 seats in the Senate today, but really it's 54 because the Alabama seat, you might as well surrender back to Jeff Sessions. In the House, Jeff Van Wert flipped parties yesterday from Democrat to Republican, so you've already lost one seat in the House as a result of the impeachment fiasco, and we go forward. And we're going to get deep into all of this, but I want to go to ABC News real quickly. Bite number five, Terry Moran of ABC News talking about how this was never a fair process. It was completely a one-sided partisan railroad job. This comes from ABC News, believe it or not. Bite number five. Go.
It's worth noting that this is the first impeachment of the three that is like this, that is absolutely almost rock solid along party lines. People may not remember that in the Clinton impeachment, four articles of impeachment were sent to the floor by the Republican-led House Judiciary Committee. Two of them failed in the Republican-controlled House. People made up their own minds individually. This is absolute partisanship right down the line here. And it may go down in history as an example of how not to do impeachment.
Yeah, that's what it'll go to, how not to do impeachment. By the way, Election Day is now 318 days, 17 hours, 45 minutes, and 29 seconds out. Yeah, I've got it on my phone, 318 days away, Election Day, 2020. Circle it on your calendar. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
Mention the word taxes, and the first thing that comes to mind is April 15th. But that's the deadline for filing your tax return. The real work begins now. That's right. The moves you make over these last few weeks of this year will help determine how much Uncle Sam expects you to pay next April. And that's why this is the time of year to call Bruce Van Hall and Michael Douglas at Life Plan Advisory Services. Bruce and Michael are scheduling end-of-the-year tax strategy sessions, and they've set aside a few select dates just for their radio listeners. Bruce and Michael can help you create a tax strategy that's designed to minimize the MO. There are lots of potential tax breaks out there. The key is knowing which ones apply to you. That's why you should call 517-323-7526 today to schedule a personalized tax planning review. There are only a few slots left, so call to reserve yours. That's 517-323-7526 or online at MyLifePlanFinancial.com. Investment advisory services offered through Life Plan Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc.